This is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Dalid the Daf for Erev Yontif, and today's Daf has been sponsored by a very long time Daf Yomi member Lizecha Nishmas, his father Rav Eliezer Moshe Ben Shema B'siyata D'Shemaya, the learning of the entire Chabura as we walk into Yontif. And those preparing for Yontif by learning prior should bring Rav Eliezer Moshe Ben Shema higher and higher in Gan Eden Shalmaila, closer to the Kisei HaKavod, and to be a Melitz Yashar for his entire incredible family. We pick it up on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis, in the middle of the Sugyos of Aina, overcharging. And today we're going to begin dealing with how to calculate the overcharging. We've already learned that the Pashtos, we're going to stick with the number, the six, as that is the easiest number, but indeed there was a machlokes in the Mishnah already, whether it was a sixth, whether it was a third, and we've dealt extensively with the amount of time one has to realize that there was fraud and to potentially back out. So today begins the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, then Gimlam and Beis, Ibayilahu, Chumsha Milgav Oy Chumsha Milbar. Now, excuse me, I said that we're discussing the shtos of Aina. That's in a regular case of Aina. But here the Gemara says the chaimesh, the fifth, milgav oy chumsha milbar, is the fifth literally on the inside, on the outside, on the top, or on the outside. Now, why is the Gemara discussing a fifth? Because this goes back to the previous discussion that we're talking about Meiser Sheni. And we'll see in tomorrow's daf more particularly that other areas of Hektish will have a similar methodology. But in the calculation, the methodology of calculating how we figure out, is it a fifth, is it a sixth, etc., that will be the same by all amounts. But what the Gemara asks about a fifth. So Amar Avina Toshima, let's figure it out. But before we figure it out, it would be pertinent to take a moment and let's look at Rashi. Rashi, five lines from the bottom, says, Chumsha milgav al shava esrim zos, on a value of 20 zos, your maisif arba. You add on four. Shem chumsha shal karen. Four is a fifth of 20. Or what's milbar? Al arba revi'im, on four quarters. Maisif achamishes min achotz. Which is five. But that's because when I have 25, when I take a fourth of that, then I get the five. And that's the reason why I add on the fourth on top of it. So the question is, and as we'll see in the Gemara, the two ways of doing it, Milgav is a little bit simpler. You just take a fourth off a number, which is going to be five. Milbar, the way to do that is, as Rashi just said, is you divide everything into four quarters, and then a quarter is added on, and then you have five quarters, and now you need a fifth of that, which is a quarter of the original. Again, let me say this a drop clearer. If I take 20 and I divide into four pieces, it's five. I add that 5 on top. Now it's 25. A fifth of 25 is that 4 like we added on. So is that 5, excuse me, that we added on. Says the Gemara, Maravina Toshima, Habaylimaimrim. In a scenario, talking about Hektish selling off a Sada field, and the Bailim say, Basrim, I'll buy it for 20. B'chol Adam, and any other person says as well, Basrim Abaylim Kaidman, the owner gets to buy back his field from Hektish first. M'mnesha Maisifin Chaimesh, because the owner has a din, he always has to add on a fifth. Like if you look at the bottom Rashi, everyone else will pay 20, but the owner adds on a fifth, so he'll pay 25. If another person says, Alpe 21. Habaylim Naisnim Esrim Vishesh. Then the Bailim have to pay 26. Why? Like we just said. Because he adds on an extra fifth, so he's going to have to add on 5. So if someone else offers 21 and the Bailim want it, they pay 26. Esrim Vishesh. Esrim Vishnayim. Someone else offers 22. So we already can anticipate. Says the Gemara on the second line of the Dalam Ralph, Abailim Noistim, Esrim Vishava. Besser Vishalish, Abailim Noistim, Esrim Shmaina. Besser Vaharba, Abailim Noistim, Esrim Vitisha. Besser Vachamish, Abailim Noistim, Shlesh. So up until 25, the owner wins. Why? Because Allah is, he always has to add on an extra fifth. And then he'll pay 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Lefi, what's the reason? She'ein moisifin chaymesh al ilui shel zeh. The reason is because we don't add on a fifth. We don't add on a fifth more to one that one said. Meaning once it's up to 25. So what do we see from here? We see that in each case when the owner said the same amount, he has to add on a fifth. But we also see that he adds on additionally based on what someone else offered to give up until 30. So Shema Mina, from here proves the Gemara. Chomsha Milbar, Shema Mina, says the Gemara. From here we have a clear raya that the Chaimesh that we add on is Milbar. To remind ourselves, let's go back for a moment. What was the one that was Milbar? That was the second opinion. That's what Rashi said. We split everything into 4 pieces. And then the resultant is a fifth. So says the Gemara. That's what you see from this Braisa. That you have to add on to the resultant. As we saw that for 20, the fifth was 25 and not 24. Says the Gemara. You might have a Raya, but Kitanoi. In reality, there's another Tana that holds Milgav, and therefore both the Shitas are verified. As the Pasuk says, V'yisim chamishisis alav, they have to add on a fifth, and says this, Braisa she'ehu v'chamshai chamisha div Rav Yishayo, Rav Yehuda samer chamisha soy chamshai shel Karen. And those are our 2 opinions. Rav Yishayo is saying Milbar, like we just said, that you divide into 4 pieces and the fifth is going to be of the total amount. And Rav Yehuda is saying, Milgav, that the fifth is going to be of the current amount. So, a shayla, whether it's Milgav or Milbar, and a mahalich in the Gemara, that it results in a machlek is tanayim. Ibayiluhu asks the Gemara 12 lines down. The first one line is karet. Chaymesh ma'akev. This is going into the aforementioned din of being paida, one's own meiser sheni, really a continuation of yesterday's sugya, that when you're redeeming your meiser sheni, the halacha is, you have to add an extra fifth. Says the Gemara, what if you didn't? Does that prevent the whole story? You're going and you're taking your barrel of apples, your bushel of apples, whatever it is, and you want to redeem it with money so that you can take the money up to Yerushalayim. Is that ma'akev if you did not add on that fifth or not? Says the Gemara, Dalad b'dalad parik. Do we say that 4 zuz redeems 4 zuz of ma'aser sheni? V'akenav shei ma'asev chaymesh. And then he has to add on his own a fifth. Alma, so we would see chum shalom ma'akev. It's a separate din. Oydelmor, maybe Arba, when you're redeeming 4, Becham Shabarich. The way to redeem 4 is by giving 5, and therefore V'chaymesh Ma'akif. So ask the Gemara almost a lumdish, deep shayla. How do we view the redemption of a person on his own by adding on this fifth? Is it an additional fifth he adds on top? Or is the fifth intrinsically connected as how you redeem even the first 4. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina Toshema, I'll bring you a raya. Says in the Braisa, excuse me, says in the Mishnah, Hadamai ain lo chaimash, the ain loy beer. The din of Demai, Meiser Sheni of Demai, the loch is there's no chaimesh, and you don't add on a chaimesh, and there's no din of beer, which is when you have to remove it in the year of Shemitah. So what do we see from this Mishnah? Says Ravina, what we see is Hakeren Yeshlai, that there is a din of redeeming even Demai with the Karen. My time, what is the reason? Karen demake vidaraisa isa. Karen, which is maki vidaraisa, therefore, isa bidrabanan. Therefore, even on rabbin, oh, even on even midrabanan, my sir sheni of demai, you have to give the karen. Chaimesh, says Ravina, you know we must say, chaimesh, which is not maki vidaraisa, therefore, Lesa bidrabanan. Therefore, it does not reply on the Rabbanan level. So what do we see clearly? The din of Demai is a sidebar din. But what do we see? We see clearly that Chaimesh is not Ma'akev. Says the Gemara, and as much as Ravina has proven that Chaimesh is not Ma'akev, says the Gemara, Lema Kitanai, the second Machlekes Tanaim of the day, let's suggest that whether Chaimesh is Ma'akev or not is a Machlekes Tanaim. Says the Gemara, Nasan is a Kevin, Nasan is a Chaimesh. Rav Elazar Amar Yoichal, Yeshua Amar Lo Yoichal. In a case that someone redeems Meiser Sheni, but didn't give the extra fifth, we have Machlekes. Does the redemption work? Rav Elazar says, yes, and you could eat the pay rice out of Yerushalayim. Rav Yeshua says, no. Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, near in Divi Rav Eliezer b'Shabbos. He wants to go with the opinion of Rav Eliezer that just taught us that you're going to be allowed to eat the produce even without the extra chaimish on Shabbos. V'Divi Rav Yeshua b'Chol. And during the week, we're going to go with Rav Yeshua that you can eat the produce. So now, says the Gemara, what's his machlekes? Is Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua midomar. Near in Divi Rav Eliezer b'Shabbos. From the fact that he said that we're possibly Rav Elazar and Shabbos Mechlal and first the Pligi Avilu Bechol, it would from there seem that the Machlekes Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua is really bad, Sam. In reality, the Machlekes is both on Shabbos and during the week. Therefore, it makes sense that he says on Shabbos we go this way. Midamai near in Divi Rav Yeshua Bechol, Mechlal the Pligi Avilu b'Shabbos. So says the Gemara, what do we seemingly see? We seemingly see that the Machlekes is across the board. The Rav Eliezer holds his din that you can yes, eat the stuff even during the weekday. And Rav Yeshua holds his din that you can't eat it even on Shabbos. So what would the reason be? My lava svara kamifligi, that they're arguing with the svara, with the shayla that we post. Rav Eliezer savar chaimesh loy makiv, therefore you can eat the produce, even though you did not add on the chaimesh. Yeshua savar chaimesh is me'akiv. So says the Gemara, that's how we could pin the machlekes, Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua, a machlekes tanoim, what is the status of an item that you did not add on the extra fifth? Amar Papa Loi, no. The Kuli Amar Chaimish Le Ma'akev. Says Rav Papa, everyone's going to hold. The Chaimish is not Ma'akev. And if that was the only issue, you'd be able to eat the stuff. V'acha, but over here, V'chayshina Lipshuasa Kamifligi. The Machlekes is, are we worried about Pshia, that someone might be negligent and not add on a fifth? Mar Savar, Rav Yeshua holds, Chayishinan, we're concerned, Lipshuasa. We're concerned for Pshia, and therefore, Midrabanan, we don't allow you to eat if you did not add on the fifth to prevent other people's negligence. Mar Savar, Lazar, also, Chayishinan, Lipshuasa. So says the Gemara, no raya that the Machlekes is whether the Chaimesh is Ma'akev or not. Amar Rav Yechanan, says Rav Yechanan, I call Ma'idim, everyone agrees. Behektish Achilel. Everyone agrees in a case of Hektish that was Mechalel, that was deconsecrated, but he did not add on the extra fifth. In that scenario, we're not worried and we don't have to say you can't eat it. Why? All the Gizbar in Taivin Isai, but shook. Because the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurer is going to come and collect. Therefore, we don't have to worry that someone's going to proactively be negligent and not give the fifth, and therefore you'd be allowed to eat the produce. Says the Gemara, really? Is what you just said true? Uba Hektish Loi Pligi. Is it accurate that when it comes to Hektish, there's no machlokes? Vatanya, but we learned in Abraha, no, he's saying as a Karen. Chilel, it works. And the Chachamim Maimrim, Loi Chilel, it does work. So says the Gemara, seemingly it is in Tina Machlaikas. Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divri Rav Eliezer, Behektish, V'Divri Chachamim B'Maiser. So says Rebbe, I'm going to split. With Hektish, I'm going with Rav Eliezer. By Maiser, I'm going with the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, what do we see from Rebbe's words? From the fact that Rebbe paskin by one by Hektish and one by Maiser, what do you see? Midam, I near the Rav Eliezer, Hektish. Mechlal de bligi avilu b'maiser. Mitzkam nirin de bligi chachamim b'maiser. Mechlal de inu bligi avilu b'hektish. So says the Gemara, it seems that Rav Eliezer is indeed arguing about whether the chaimish is ma'akev. It seems that there are opinions that hold that if the chaimish is not given, you cannot consume the item. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to understand Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said, I call my demektish a chilel. Eliyet varachi itmar. Rav Yechanan, I call my dim 10 lines on the white lines. Bishabis, behektish shechilel. Says the Gemara, what Rav Yechanan meant to say that if it's Shabbos, of and there's hektish that was Michalel, but he has not yet given the extra fifth. Then everyone agrees you could use it on Shabbos. Why? Meaning the combination of Hektish and Shabbos converging. Why? So that's the level, meaning we're bumping it up a level. It's not just the fact that the Gizbar is Taivin Bashok. But rather, there's the din d'araisa of Oinig Shabbos that bolsters this din. Says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama. And again, we're in the middle of the segues of all these halachas about Meisr Sheni being mechalel them, being paid to them, etc. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Arei Amru. The Chachamim said, Hekdish Eina Mischalel Al Akarka. You're not allowed to deconsecrate. Now it'll be Mechalel, Hektish, onto land. Why? The Rachman Omar says the Torah of Inosan HaKasef, V'komloi. Chom Shoy Ma'u Shoy Yischalel Alakark. Another din. Are you allowed to pay the Chaymesh with Kark? Says the Gemara, case number two. Truma Eino Mishalem Es Elamin Achulin. Truma could only be paid from Chulin, so it doesn't have Kedusha, the Rachman Omar. What about the chaimesh of the truma? Can that be paid with chulin? Case number three. Maiser on the first white line. Maiser ain mischalel asimon. A maiser cannot be mischalel with asimon, the unminted coin. Why? Drachman amar. Says the Gemara, is Galgel, Milsa Matlika made the Rava. This matter rolled and came to Rava. Amr Lahu, three lines on the bottom. Amr Kra Alav, says the Basik, Alav. Says the Basik, V'yosef Chamishisav, Alav. Le Rabbis, Chomshai Kamaisai, which teaches us that the additional Chaimesh has to be like itself, that whatever payment is for the Karen, the same has to be for the Chaimesh. Amar Ravina, Says Ravina, I'll bring you a raya of an anami tanina. We learned in a Mishnah. Hagaynev chuma v'loyach lemisham deshlume kefel demei chuma. Yes, if a kefel of the value of the chuma achla, mishalim shnei karanim. If you ate it, then you pay the karen two times. V'chaymesh. Karen v'chaymesh menachulin. V'karen demei chuma. An additional karen of the value of chuma. So says the Gemara as we turn over to Nandalat HaMibes. What do we see from this raya? Says Ravina, Shema Mina, Chumshai Kamaisai, Shema Mina. From here we have a clear-cut raya that the Chaimesh gets the same din as the Karen. If the Karen has to be paid from Karka Lamashal, then the Chaimesh will be the same. Omar Rava. And now again, Me'in and Inyan, we're in the middle of sidebars of sidebars. Said Rava, Gabe Gezel Ksiv. With regarding to Gezel, it says that we're going to discuss the adding of the fifth by Gezel of Chamishis of Yosef Olav. Utinanim, there aren't any mission, not so much a Karen. If you paid the principal of Nishmal and you swore Al Chaimesh, Harizem Yosef Chaimesh Al Chaimesh, and you have to add on a fifth of the fifth. Achi Ismail Al Karen. Pachs Mishava Pruta. Gabe Chuma Ksiv, what does it say? If one eats the Kodeshim by mistake, Biyasachim Shiz Olav. Utnan, if they had an affair, Utnan, Oichal Chuma Bishaki Mishal, Karen Vachaymesh, Echad Oichal, Echad Hashayzev, Echad Hasach. Any form of use of Chuma when you, for the inappropriate reasons, then the Lach is, you have to pay an extra fifth. Echad Hashuma, Echad Chuma Tayyar, Echad Chuma Tayyar, Echad Chuma Tayyar, Chumsha. Vachumsha de Chumsha. So that's what the halacha by Gezel. That's halacha by Chuma. But says the Gemara, but when it comes to Meiser, and we want to discuss the extra fifth, loy mechtav ksiv. When it comes to Meiser, we don't have a pasuk, v'lo misnatani, we don't have a mishnah braisa, v'lo yibayi bayilana, we even have a shayla. Are you going to have to add on an additional chaymesh of a chaymesh? This is referring to the halacha that when it comes to ma'isa sheni, when you paid it, as we spoke about so many times, to eat in Yerushalayim, halacha is you add on a fifth. But then if the person wants to redeem the money onto other money, or he wants to buy food in Yerushalayim, he adds a fifth only to the original Karen. And he doesn't have to add on a fifth of the fifth like we're seeing by other Dinei Hektish, that their fifth keeps on adding every level of transfer, but by Meiser Sheni, it does not. Says the Gemara, so that's Ganav, that's Truma, that's Meiser Sheni. And we continue 15 lines down, the first one of the line is Ibayi Bayulan. Kabe Hektish Ksiv, what about Hektish? Says the Pasik. Vim HaMakdish Yigoyel Es Beisai. And if the Makdish, if the one that makes hektish, yigalas beisai, redeems his house, v'yasav chamishisav chamishis kesef erka, he should add on a fifth of the value of the item. Utnana, we learned in the Mishnah, habaydas hektishai, maisev chamsha, chamsha. So what do we see? Habaydas hektishai, maisev chaymesh, Chumsha Tanan. This is one of those, if you read it wrong, you get the totally wrong halacha. Let's read it again. Ha'paydes ektish, I apologize. Ma'isev chaymesh. Chumsha Tanan. Chumsha de chumsha loy Tanan. So ektish is no din of chumsha de chumsha. So my, so what is the halacha? Do you pay this extra chumsha de chumsha as we don't have a source for it? Says the Gemara, Gabi chum ksiv yasav, Gabi ektish nami ksiv yasav. Do we say that this is similar terminology, adding on, just like by Chuma, so too by Hektish, so will yes be this din of Chumsha de Chumsha. Oy Dama Gabi Chuma Ksev Yasav Ishak Leslei Levav Tevi Yasav Ishak Leslei Al Chamishi Sav Havale Chamishi Siv Gabi Hektish Ksev Yasav Chamishis Aval Gazel Chishak Leslei Levav Divas Tevi Yasav Ishak Leslei Al Chamishiv Saif Saif Havale Chamishi Sai. So it's not going to make it plural. A fascinating diuk says the Gemara, even though each one has an extra vav, what does the vav do to you? So if you take a vav and you add a vav onto Yosef by Hektish, you add it on, then you can come to Chamishi Siv, a plural. Therefore, because the pasuk says Chamishi Soy, with an extra vav, is going to make a plural. But if the pasuk says Chamishis, the extra vav is just going to make Chamishi Soy, which is not going to make it plural. Says the Gemara of a Tepik Lay. Why do we not learn this from Navalei Hektish Sheni? Why do we learn this from that Hektish, that when you redeem it, it retains the Kedusha? It's still a Sheni. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a Hektish Rishain, Maisev Chaimesh, a Hektish Sheni, Eino Maisev Chaimesh. Why don't we just prove it, Mineu Bey, that we know that comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and taught us there's only a chaimish added onto the primary, not onto the secondary. Amar leira popular Ravina achi amar Rava. Chomsha kitchilas hektish. Chaimish like the beginning of hektish dami. So that would be the tzad. So the Gemara concludes, my avi Allah, amar avtiv yumi mishri dabai, amar krav yitzel chamishis, kasev erkha makish chomshoi, le kasev erkoi, redeeming one's own value. Ma kasev erkoi, moisev chaimish, av kasev chomshoi nami, moisev chaimish. But there won't be the din of the Chomsha de Chaimesh. Kufa, we wrap up today's shiur, delving one drop deeper into this statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kufa, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alektish Risha in Moisev Chaimesh, Alektish Sheini Eino Moisev Chaimesh. Amar Rabbi, my time with Yeshua ben Levi, where does this come from? Amar Kravim, Hamaktish, Yigal, Esbisai, Hamaktish. Only the Maktish adds on the fifth. V'loi ha-mitfis, but not one who came from the Makdish, not one that it was transferred to him, he would not have to add on the additional fifth. And there's a raya to this, Tana Tana Kamedi Rav Elazar, the pasuk says, V'mim heima ha-tameo pada berkha, ma beima tameo miuchedes, now what? Shevetzchila hektish v'kula l'shamayim u'mayelin ba, it's originally hektish, it goes all to shamayim, and there's a din of me'ili, and I'll use it for mundane purposes, of course, it's also hektish v'kula l'shamayim, mayelin ba, there will be a din of me'ila. Amar le Rav Elazar, on the first wide line, l'tana, b'shlam v'kula l'shamayim l'mutekot shekalim, kim this l'bailim v'gavayu las l'mila, al t'chilas hektish v'mutei mayelin, what does that prove to us? Why not? Excuse me. There'll be no din of hektish. Ask the Gemara, Domin Chaimish Kamrik, Chashub and Levi. Amarle, Ein, Hacha Kamin, Ein, In. Yes, Hacha Kamina, that is what I meant. That is with regard to the din, like Chashub and Levi. I will pick it up from here in the next year, B'siyata Dishmaya.